This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Slacker and Steve.
We talk about junk. But not like junkyard
like
junk.
Like 1-800-GOT-JUNK?
Not
or no?
Those guys.
Oh, like our individual personal
yes,
junk.
Yes, your biscuits and berries. The
mommy.
I read a story and now no one can find it. But it was a little boy got on some sort of amusement park ride, and the way they crimped him into the seat, like the bar came down or the seatbelt came across, the entire ride, he was basically, his junk was being squeezed.
What?
So in addition to the gut-wrenching fear he was going through, he was having his junk damaged during the entire ride.
And we're sure that's not part of the experience.
I don't think. Yes, it's not called the four-year-old ball crusher.
Although,
Eulogist, you're welcome for the suggestion.
I get in line.
I want royalties on it. Because then his mom was like, they get off the ride. She's like, did you have fun? He's like, no, yeah, but it was squeezing my junk the whole time. So I didn't really get a chance to enjoy it. And then by the end of the day, this is going to sound weird.
What?
He wanted to go back.
And get his junk squashed again?
I guess he wanted to see if that was actually part of the ride or if maybe he was just strapped in wrong. So he went back and...
For the junk squash.
Yes. Junk squash is better. If we keep doing this, Steve, we're going to vet out the name of the newest ride that every amusement park in the country is going to be like, whoa!
I want to ride the
junk squasher! Smasher. All right, we're going to come up with it.
Okay.
But we want to talk to people who have damaged their junk. It feels like a very guy thing, but as we've talked about this in the past, it's remarkable how many women and how your junk actually hurts as much as, like, I mean, the bar on a girl's bike does that thing. And I always thought it should be the other way. The guy's bike should have the thing. Because when we jump off and it hits, it's bad, but I'm told it's just as bad for a girl.
We have so many stories of girls climbing over a fence and falling right on top of the and breaking their
So if you've got a junk injury story, we'd love to talk to you about it. This one comes from a like EMT.
Okay.
They said the worst junk injury they ever saw was a man who drilled his berries with a cordless drill while doing a DIY project.
That was the DIY project? No.
So he instead of like, I've been here where it's like, I don't have like a, what do you call that? A seesaw or whatever the saw horses. Yes. I don't have that. So I'll just like set something on a step and use my skill saw or whatever. This guy held his project between his knees and then started to drill it.
Okay. He deserves
and
that.
It slipped.
Yeah. More.
And he drilled himself in the junk.
Moron. Yeah, I see that.
I remember being young and at a slumber party, and a guy slid down. We were all sliding down the banister of stairs. And thankfully, is that the right word? The person who slid down and ripped their berries open, all the way open, was the kid who belonged to the house. I guess it's better that
it was the
homeowner's kid and not one of us. But at that moment, we all saw the inner workings of the berries. And I think I've told you this before. He ended up being the security guard at the mall.
Oh, I remember.
So then, like, there's certain things that happen in your childhood that you're never going to outgrow that moniker. And forever, he had a name. He wanted respect. But you're stairwell scrotum, dude.
Oh, so that was the nickname.
Yeah,
well,
I don't remember
scrotum.
The exact, but it's like you just can't look at him without picturing.
Stairwell!
Yeah! Ah! Bannister boy! It was.
Oh.
Yeah. So So most of the stories that we have are about male injuries, so we're going to give you extra points. Does it really hurt with the upper mommy parts too?
It's a yes.
If you've hurt your junk. The last one that I wanted to get to that's pretty awful, a man chose to have his stuff snipped.
Oh.
The thing they do when you're a baby.
Oh, the circum.
Yes.
Okay.
He decided to do it when he was 26.
Oh, that's.
And the doctor told him, listen, it's more painful when you're older and you absolutely cannot have relations for, you know, he told him like 2 weeks. Guy didn't listen.
Okay.
Had relations.
What?
It essentially, this is the quote from the story, and I don't want to say it, but I have to. It peeled like a banana.
Okay.
I've heard enough male junk stories.
Wow.
If you, we'll take some more, but if you hurt your junk in an awesome way, we want your junk injury stories. And some people are a little ashamed of their junk injuries, so we're going to VD them up.
Voice to sky.
Candy?
Hi.
Yay.
Junk injuries.
So a couple years ago, my roommate had a really hot sauce, like one drop was for a whole pot of chili. So I gave it to my friend to try. All I did was take the cap off, didn't think anything about it. A couple hours later, I went to the restroom, and I guess some of the dried residue on my fingers had transferred over.
Oh, no.
And I went to the hospital. It was the worst pain. Oh.
Just from touching your junk with like the finger that opened it.
Yeah, it was like 450,000 Scoville units, like a...
I don't even know. Yeah, I don't know the scale. I know like the Reaper is the worst one. The Ghost is right underneath that. And then like,
holy smokes.
But it was like the worst.
Tiny little drop is meant for like a pot of chili to feed a family. And just a little
one drop
that was left on the cap. Yeah. It's called like Mad Dog 450 or something if you want to look it up.
And everything's back to working down there? Everything's fine?
Yeah, I was fine. I probably didn't even need to go to the doctor, but I was just so scared. It was.
What do? You flush? I mean, like...
No, adding water. You don't want to add water.
Right, because you're spreading it, right? Mm-hmm. So, I know when it's in your mouth, you, like, put sugar in there, I think.
I think for the same.
Okay.
What? I
feel I
think
so.
You just...
Yes. OBGYN Steve says...
Pixie sticks.
Yes. Candy, thank you for the call. I can't imagine.
Because
the heat starts coming. I had a friend, he made, a ghost pepper or Reaper hot sauce, and I tried some last night. And it was fine when I was eating it. And then all of a sudden, the outline of your mouth starts to get... And I mean, your mouth is sensitive enough skin. Imagine
just
your...
Just the outline of...
Your...
The,
Yeah. Jesse.
Yay.
Yay.
Junk injuries.
So I went snowboarding and getting on the chairlift. You know, you have to take one foot out of the snowboard. And you're supposed to fold that plastic, like, ankle brace down.
Yep.
Oh.
And I didn't do that. And so I was getting off the chairlift, I slipped and fell, and that hit me straight between the legs, and I thought that I cut off my bean.
OMG. You're lying in a pile there, right at the base of the gun.
The whole thing is...
OMG. Ah.
Yeah. So, thankfully I didn't, but I definitely cut myself. I was bleeding pretty good. So.
Holy.
Are you kidding me?
Worst pain I've ever felt in my entire life. It was awful.
You bled from... Yeah.
And they just didn't... They just didn't
through, like, multiple layers of clothes and snow pants. Like, I hit so hard that I still cut myself through all that.
And everything works now down there?
It still works just fine. I tested it.
Okay.
Thank you, Jesse. You know, I've never seen you so concerned about people's well-being until we did this. You never ask anybody else.
You're right.
No matter what our topic is, you don't care what happened to them the day after. But as soon as somebody hurts their junk, you're like, yeah, so did you need anybody to test drive that? You're such a pig. But you're an adorable pig.
Yeah.
You're my favorite. Adam.
Yay.
Junk injuries.
So high school wrestling, one of my buddies got elbowed in the berries.
Ugh.
Thought he just got racked. Was like, ow. Walks about 2 miles home, gets home, still in a whole lot of pain, tells his dad they go to the hospital. Meanwhile, his berries got tangled.
Oh!
That night.
What?
One of them, they had to amputate one of them.
Yeah, because it got tangled and they'll blow. They'll explode. Yep.
Yeah. The funny thing is, his name was Juanito. After this, he became Juanito.
OMG. Oh. Probably wrestled at a lower weight class because he's not as heavy.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. You dropped down a class there for sure. Thank you for the call, man.
Dang.
Kaylee.
Yay.
Yay. Junk.
Yes. So a few years ago, I was getting into the car on my birthday, and I went to shut the car door, and I didn't slam my boob in the door, but I scraped it.
Oh.
Nipple. Yep, I had a scar all the way.
All the way to my nipple.
Oh, no. So scraping your, yep.
Right. So guys kind of avoided that one and paid more attention.
Don't you want to ask her if everything's okay now, Steve?
I was going
to
get
that. Oh, you're leading up to it. Yes. You're trying to do the slow roll. Yeah. I get it.
Yeah, we're fine.
Yep.
Everything. Okay, good.
Yep.
Good for you, Kay.
Yeah.
Thank you, Kaylee. You know what I also just noticed?
What?
You haven't asked any of the guys if everything's okay.
Well, that's because you always beat me to it.
Uh-huh. Kurt?
Yay.
Junk injury.
So I was learning how to ride a bike when I found out that it's possible to get varicose veins in your scrotum.
What? What? Wait.
Yep.
And what happens when you have that?
It feels like a very angry boxer is hitting your left one all the time.
What?
And then they have to go zap them like with a laser or something?
Yeah, they had to like go in through like my hip and like surgically...
I
didn't know it was possible, but you know me, I'm a hypochondriac, and now it's all I'm going to think about.
Slacker and Steve, weekday afternoons on Alice and anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.